Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's really been hitting me lately, and hitting me hard, really coming home, that the status quo in the United States is the rapid descent into total lawlessness by select elite groups who are now officially above the law and who have high-tech systems of propaganda and manipulation to where the public is aware of the tyranny, but they feel like they're all alone and basically adapt to being slaves. And I was on Mancal Muller's radio show today, like I am pretty much every Wednesday and Thursday I come on, about twice a week now. And he was rattling off all these examples of tyranny and saying Obama's become a dictator, which is stating the obvious. But it was listening to someone else say it, I just kept thinking, what am I doing still in this country? People always ask, why did the Jews and others stay in Nazi Germany? And I was just sitting there this morning while he was ranting for about 5 minutes. He's even worse than I am about interrupting people. That's why he's a lovable character. But the point is that my mind was clear and calm because I wasn't on air myself. It's like you lose half your IQ once you're on air because you're having to think about the camera and the microphone and what's going on and guests that are coming up and what's happening and phone numbers and all the clutter of the news that pretty much gets in the way almost as minutia of the fact that history 100% is repeating itself and going on a trajectory that is so premeditatedly destructive that I cannot believe the establishment is consciously doing this. They have decided to be pure evil, and they have decided to just go with total authoritarianism and poisoning the food, the water. I mean, it's all real. Everything we've talked about has been wrong. And by that, it's worse than we said. We've been incredibly accurate to a point and then wrong after that about just how bad these people are and how it's all planned out at the top. And then they readjust things as they roll forward. And once you study this in depth for a long time, then it becomes absolutely clear how they're operating. And then years later, it comes out and we're totally right. So I've been totally right to a point. But then it's been so much worse than even I could imagine of the establishment. And I know I got a lot of news. I mean, I mainly just get up here and marvel now because Obama and the executive branch, it doesn't mean Obama the person, but Obama the brand name, Obama the front man, Obama the divider, Obama everything is about the skin color, the opposite of what Reverend Martin Luther King said. Obama is the great globalist wedge worldwide to sell the globalist empire in the name of America. As we go bankrupt, as the system absolutely butchers our way of life, butchers our prosperity, and prepares us for total bondage. Obama, the figurehead, has turned the executive branch officially into a dictatorship. And all the trappings, if you judge tyranny by a meal that's been laid out on the table. This is the greatest feast I have ever imagined or heard of. Thousands of dishes steaming with poison. So much corruption. So many different corporations and teams working on deception, fraud, lies, scams, counterfeit currencies, counterfeit systems. It just boggles the mind. This is evil unleashed. We're going to break it all down with huge breaking news straight ahead. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you'll remember, back in January of this year, about 11 months ago, I was inside CNN headquarters there in New York City. And there was evidence of rot, decay, demoralization, and collapse everywhere. And I came on air and I said, CNN, as it has been known, is imploding, is collapsing. You notice now they're announcing they're basically going to paid programming with paid fake infomercial news that is fully funded by product placement. And no one will tell you, it's in the fine print, it was in the news yesterday and last week, that CNN, you can just type in CNN going to product placement news, and you'll get mainline trade publications where it's going to be like infomercials and Discovery Channel and History Channel wrapped in with corporately sponsored fake news. ABC, NBC, CBS, the London Guardian, which is actually a very journalistic outfit in many respects, they have underwritten on articles, about a third of them, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, that Warren Buffett's involved in. So already The messages literally off the teleprompter are paid for by IBM, by Microsoft, by Apple, by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Total social engineering. But because no one's watching it anymore, Obama is now saying, I'm not even going to have press conferences, really, or if I do, we're not going to have press pool there, and you can't ask questions. We'll have basically government employees ask questions, just as FEMA got caught doing 10 years ago and again last year. Fake reporters, ladies and gentlemen. They've come out really about 5 years ago, but they declassified it last year. Most of the news you already see, I want to give you a little inside scoop, is written by think tanks, then passed through the CIA, and then put through computer programs that put fake reporter nom de plume pen names on them, and then they re-scramble it so that bots and systems can't tell that it's plagiarized. So there it is. CNN's Jeff Zucker reveals plans to change from news network into place with attitude. That's how the Democratic Front Group puts it. But again, ladies and gentlemen, this is what they're doing. And this was all planned. They're getting rid of journalism entirely. First, they bought off journalism, corrupted it. Now they're getting rid of it entirely. When it's too late, and the CNN and MSNBC authoritarian traitors are literally freaking out as they get their pay cut or they get their pink slips. And then they're going to come in with the Fairness Doctrine on talk radio. That's being announced. And they're going to come in and using fake copyright rules and taxes and shut down the real media. So the war is on. It's an info war. It's happening right now. And they're coming after us behind the scenes across the board. That's why you'll see Patriot meetings on C-SPAN or whatever. And they'll at the end say, and whatever you do, don't listen to Jones. He's disinfo with no proof. And you'll turn on MSNBC and they'll say, deeply racist, behind terror bombings. People say, why haven't they killed me yet? Mancow was asking me that this morning. Well, they're killing my name. They are literally calling me a racist and a terrorist with no evidence. They're having operatives in different liberty movement organizations, which I expect. It doesn't hurt me. I'm ready to die for this, folks. I mean, I know it's in the cards big time. They might just set me up or kill me. Just, I don't lose when that happens. I did this willfully. I want that on record. You will not take my victory from me one way or the other. It's on record. I know the course I've steered. Into the flak storm, over the target, on purpose. The enemy's attacks are my guiding light, my north star. I go into the dragon's fire. I go into the fiery furnace. I go into the lion's den willfully. Consciously, because it's the only course out of this system. I don't do it because I want to. I do it because I have to, because I know there is no other course but in, through, and beyond. I just want to point that out because I don't even monitor it, but it's just flooding out. All the operatives are decloaking, opening fire. And it's going to get much, much worse, ladies and gentlemen, because we have the zeitgeist by the will of God. We have people awakening to the truth. We know the enemy program. We've not been lazy. We've studied it. And now everyone's seeing it manifest exactly as we told you it would manifest. And so now the real attack upon everyone, it's going to be attacks on Infowars.com. It's going to be attacks on places like WorldNetDaily.com, DrudgeReport.com. There's going to be a massive attacks on Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz. And it's not that any of us are perfect. We're just men. But the globalists have our phones tapped. The globalists track what we do. The globalists know we're for real. Anyone for real is going to be attacked. You have to understand that, ladies and gentlemen. Because we're here saying Bill of Rights, Constitution, unity, restore the republic, restore due process, restore the branches of government, restore the republic. There's been a revolution by offshore corporations to fully seize the federal government and set up a scientific, multi-layered national stabilization force, as RAND Corporation calls it, that is a martial law grid on its face. They had hearings 2 days ago in Congress, and the video is up on Infowars.com right now. Michael Cannon, Cato Institute's director of health policy studies, testified before a congressional committee about the dangers of the president's legal behavior and went on to say that the president is becoming a dictator and endangering an overthrow of the government. Now, let's be clear. The power structure that funds the Republican leadership and the Democratic leadership that's trying to kill the Libertarian Tea Party because it's the only real opposition right now. The entire power structure is lined up against us, full power, open fire, blasting us right now. You understand that? As America collapses, as the police state marches out, as they shut down everything, as they devalue the dollar, as they try to open the borders completely, America is literally on fire, burning down right now. It is Alamo level, fall of the Alamo collapse, okay? You need to understand that. And we're just desperately trying to have a future for our children, just saying, Bill of Rights, Constitution, they're bankrupting us by design. And it's just we're under total attack, okay? I'm just telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that's what this is. It's all lining up for spectacular wars, spectacular terrorist attacks, real and staged, spectacular political assassinations, spectacular. No one should be bored right now. I mean, what you see lining up, but see, folks never recognize history while it's happening. People look back and go, how do they put up with that? 9 times out of 10, or really about 98% of the time, really, folks have to go through this, and I grieve that we're going to have to go through this, but at least we've got to jump on them historically that people might wake up in the middle of it. Because people hardly ever wake up before the collapse. They usually wake up after or during, but if we've got such a jump on the globalists and their program, their methodology, their mindset, their program, what makes them tick? We know the enemy, and we've emergency broadcast to the military, police, and everybody. And it's not even that the military and police are goody-two-shoes on average. It's that they are on the inside. They know this stuff's happening. They know I'm accurate because they're seeing it from the inside. And this program helps them break compartmentalization to see the larger picture. Then they can go verify, even give us more intel. And it's a maximizing, lensing, amplifying effect of understanding. We have the enemy program broken down. And then we can also then, once we understand it from observing it, we can then go research the enemy, and there it's always public. We observe, extrapolate the program, and then later find globalist documents that are word for word our analysis, because historically they run the same programs, only augmented with a new modern twist to it. So we know the entire game plan. We don't know exactly how they're going to hit, when they're going to hit, the exact play-by-play, but we know what this team does. We know who their coaches are. We know what their strategies are. We know what their game plans are. We know where they're going, what they're doing. And if you, as a new listener, understood how evil they were, you would not be afraid. You would be scrambling in absolute survival combat mode right now, ladies and gentlemen, because we are under the food, the water, everything's being poisoned. They are savaging the culture. They are trying to ruin our children. They are attacking the founders. They are attacking Christianity. They are attacking everything. I mean, we are literally facing the most pure evil. And I've studied history, ladies and gentlemen. There has never been anything like this, okay? It's a lot bigger than Obama. He's just one little zit, you know, popping up on the surface. He's just their front man. And my guts are just on fire with the understanding of how real this is. And I want to explain something to people. You can decide to serve this New World Order out of fear or out of a power trip or out of reflected glory, like a moth to flame. Let me explain something. You are targeted by it. You are being destroyed by it. You are being used by it. It is absolutely betrayal. The essence of this is betrayal. The essence of this is getting into evil, getting into totally giving yourself over to it in a satanic trance. That is the only way to describe it, is channeling Satan. The New World Order is literally channeling hell on earth and trying to manifest it. The end game is total death and destruction, with robots inheriting the earth and the elite becoming gods. Now, can you make a deal with that? We're going to come back with all the news straight ahead. It's unbelievable how much important news there is. But we are at a historic crossroads right now where dictatorship is open. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Social unrest, food shortages, political turmoil, EMPs, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, riots, flooding. It's not a matter of if, but when. What if it happened right now? Would you have the supplies to survive off the grid? Offthegrid.com is the place to go for the widest selection of survival supplies at rock-bottom prices. Head over to offthegrid.com for survival kits, first aid supplies, dry food, water filters and purifiers, gas masks, solar and crank radios, solar generators, ammo, knives, stun guns, pepper sprays, packs and bags, fire starters, a library of books, and a whole lot more. Get free same-day shipping on all orders over $75. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout and receive an additional 5% discount off our already lowest in the industry prices. OffTheGrid.com, proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG aspartame or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Now, John Bowne works on directing the nightly news and on the radio show, is back there in his office saying, Alex, it's not just the Cato Institute testifying to Congress that the country's becoming a dictatorship of the executive branch controlled by offshore interests. He's got all these clips of Congress people, lawyers, advisors. I mean, it's now being debated, finally, and we've been hammering the obvious. We don't deserve credit here. It'd be like if you were in Colorado and you opened up your tent that was a grizzly bear, you know, digging through your stuff, you better lay down and act dead. It's not like I'm a genius because I look out the tent and there's a grizzly bear right there. Now, that's a grizzly bear. This is tyranny. I mean, it's 2 plus 2 equals 4. But I forgot, under Common Core, they teach 2 plus 2 equals 5. And that daddies and mommies are bad. Again, it's so over the top that's where they get us, is that they just do it with a straight face. They move forward. As they armed the teeth against us, they persecute gun owners. It's happening all over the country. Legal gun owners are just being arrested everywhere, taken to jail, charged with fake charges. Juries are convicting them. I've got stacks of news on that today. I mean, it is getting Twilight Zone, folks, because never before have so many people just been watching television. Even the people that are awake to what's going on partially are still like spectators. They just let things happen to them. They just don't stand up for their neighbors. They don't take violations of their liberties personal. They have a broken spirit. And the system can't believe what it's gotten away with. So, of course, they just took 80% of the pension funds from folks in Detroit. And, of course, they're announcing that for other cities. There's not going to be anything when the globalists are done, ladies and gentlemen. This has all been done in other countries over and over again. They're following a program. And the president has the IRS and the FBI persecuting gun groups, libertarian groups, Christian groups, pro-life groups, fast and furious, Benghazi, all the Solyndra scam deals, the persecution of the media, the illegal NSA spying. The president saying NATO is over our military and Congress putting up with it. The president legalizing all the illegals by fiat. The president shutting down power plants not owned by General Electric, doubling power prices in many areas of the country. It's all total mafia. Total dictatorship. And it doesn't mean he won't leave. He's like shark teeth. When they use those up, they break away and other ones move forward. Obama will leave office in a couple of years, I think. They were thinking about trying to make him a dictator, but the sales job didn't work. So they'll bring in Chris Christie or somebody else. And it'll be all a new gimmick, and then the whole program just rolls forward, where the office has been turned into the nexus point of the Bilderberg Group and the CFR to literally gut this country. Here is one of the head directors of the Cato Institute in Congress breaking down that we're in danger of the government being overthrown. It's been overthrown. That's why I say our revolution is not a revolution. It is a restoration, a re-upload of the republic. Declaration of Independence says if a government becomes destructive of the aims of liberty and freedom, it's our right and duty to reform the government, to overthrow it. Well, we want America back. So we remove the foreign occupiers and re-upload the republic. We reboot the system. And we bring to justice the criminals. Let's go to a part of this clip. Here it is.
Maybe Mr. Lazarus knows better than I do how many bombs the president has to drop without congressional authorization before that becomes war. I don't know the actual number. But I think what Mr. King was getting at is, you know, there is one last thing to which the people can resort if the government does not respect the restraints that the Constitution places on the government. Abraham Lincoln talked about our right to alter our government, or our revolutionary right to overthrow it. And that is certainly something that no one wants to contemplate. But as I mentioned in my written and my delivered testimony, if the people come to believe that the government is no longer constrained by the laws, then they will conclude that neither are they. That is why this is a very, very dangerous sort of thing for the president to do, to wantonly ignore the laws, to try to impose obligations on people that the legislature did not approve.
It's an excellent conclusion. Thank you, Mr.
That's
Chairman.
Right, and it's the only conclusion, and it's not a dangerous precedent. We crossed that decades ago. We are now under a dictatorship. The government has a 6% approval rating, according to Gallup. I've never heard of a government that had 94% of people against it. Even hardcore dictatorships usually have 20-30% support by the idiots that work in the system. I mean, everyone in the government I know, I keep saying the government's a problem. Everybody, the government people actually are more awake than the general public. I don't even know what to say. I mean, I just want to live in a free country again. I don't want to be totally bankrupted to make me a political slave. They're screwing things up on purpose. Come on, folks. We got to turn this around.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring to the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside. I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take us.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Let me tell you who's coming up today. Dr. Group will be in studio with us on a whole bunch of breaking news about the fluoride and the things they're putting in the water and people fighting back and ways to mitigate that. And then it's a double doctor day. We're going to have the acclaimed brain surgeon and just super expert Dr. Russell Blaylock will be joining us coming up today. So you definitely do not want to miss any of that. Guys, will you give me Dr. Group's bio? Because I don't have that here. Thank you very much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the intro that Darren McBree and I put together that we just brought you. And that's only a small smattering of the classical tyranny that we see in the news as the media follows the script for illegal checkpoints, military pointing guns at people. This is the preparation for when they really drop the hammer on everybody. When they take your pension fund, public and private, and they're going to take about 30 to 40% generally is what they do in other countries of your private pension fund first. And then a couple of years later, they'll take another 30, 40%. You'll end up with maybe 20% when they're done. And then, just like Detroit, they just took 80% in one fell swoop. In fact, they think we're so broke back, I mean, using the NFL to push Obamacare and gun bans now and political correctness as well, they might just take everything. I mean, I don't know. I mean, other countries, they fight back a little bit. So maybe I shouldn't follow what they've done in other nations. But vaporize is the headline on Infowars.com. Detroit obliterates retirement funds, 80% cuts to pensioners. This is going to affect everyone. Yeah, all the government folks that have moved to Texas out of the other states that have collapsed under the New World Order, I can't tell you how many retired police and firefighters and city managers and you name it live out where I live out in the hill country. And they're all awake, they're all freaked out, and they all also know you're not going to have your money soon. Just okay. And it's because, again, it's not because it's even unfeasible to actually pay the pensions. And some of them are exorbitant. A lot of them aren't. It's that they created a quadrillion and a half dollars of fake derivatives as a black hole. They're not even propping them up. They've already been triaged to suck off all the wealth. And they tell the cops and bureaucrats and IRS, go shake people down, get more money, or you're not going to get your pension. You're never going to get any of it unless we defeat the New World Order. Have you figured that out yet? And I think most of you have figured that out yet. But you're going to be betrayed just like you allowed the people to be betrayed. And I want to be clear, I don't even blame the government people. I blame all of us. Look in the mirror, just like V for Vendetta. We wanted to be lazy. We wanted to think America was different, wouldn't go the same way every other country went when people gave in to corruption. We're not just going to go the same direction. We're going to fall harder than anybody's ever fallen. Because it's a true saying, folks, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's almost easier in a fight to get a big guy down on the ground. I don't know what it is. They just think they've got it over on you and they're going to win, and that's the end of it. And it's the same thing with this whole republic, ladies and gentlemen. We're already on the ground, and the New World Order is what brought us down. And we're on life support right now, and they're busy pulling the wires out because they're vulture capitalist, anti-free market. They're going to eat down to our bones, and then the hyenas are going to come in after. That's what they even call them. And they're even going to eat our bones and slurp the marrow out of them, politically, financially, culturally. They are going to sit back in Luxembourg and Switzerland and London, and they are going to watch everything else collapse into hell. All the major billionaires, I mean all of them, are leaving Israel, selling out, physically running to Switzerland, physically running to London, physically running to the Cook Islands, physically running. A lot of them are moving to Eastern Europe and literally Romania and Transylvania, what was previously Transylvania, that border region. Why do you think they're doing that? Why do you think elites all over the world? What do you think is going to happen to Israel? What do you think is going to happen to the United States? What do you think is going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen, folks. War, famine, pestilence, World War III. That's where the devil wants to take us. And I know you atheists laugh at all. Oh, you're going to be laughing, let me tell you. See how that atheism works out for you. You people are the most afraid of death. I'm talking about the socialist authoritarian atheist. I actually know a lot of atheists are actually awake to the New World Order, so I don't want to overgeneralize that. I'm not declaring war on anybody. I'm just telling you right now that I've told you this in the buildup. My gut has never been more concerned. My intellect has never been more concerned. Everybody's freaking out. I mean, it's not hard. It's like looking out your window and a tornado's coming in, you know, to get to shelter. Now, I grew up in Dallas, folks. I've only seen tornadoes once in Austin, and then I got blown off the road outside Austin by a tornado. But growing up in Dallas, I saw tornadoes every year. I don't know why I'm going off into that. So we lived up on a hill in Rockwall, Texas, overlooking Lake Ray Hubbard and Dallas, and I could see all these cities off in the distance from that hilltop. And my dad would say, "See that tornado?" And we'd go look at the news. Sure enough, it's a tornado. And I watched tornadoes come down out of the rural area, what's all built up now, and I'd watch them be gray or black and hit the water and turn blue, turn into water spouts. One time I watched three tornadoes that were beautiful. It came in and went out across the lake, just probably 3 miles away from where I was looking off that hilltop, and I watched those tornadoes. And I'm just watching these tornadoes just come in tearing everything up, and these tornadoes aren't beautiful, folks. They are full of innocent blood. They are drunk on all the horrible things they've done. And they go, "Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. There's no tornado." And I'm watching it tear up people's houses a mile away now. And it's coming towards me. And I'm still here, and this, still in this country, the epicenter of this, trying to warn people. And I'm not even mad at my detractors. I'm not even mad at Rachel Maddow and CNN hosts saying lies about me. I look at these people standing on collapsing old media, selling out minute by minute for narcissism and 30 pieces of silver. And I know down the road, folks, they're going to literally in many cases, go into their bedroom and take pills and kill themselves. They are literally going to go just like Judas to the cemetery and put a rope around their neck. They're going to jump out of windows when they lose everything. I lost everything. I wouldn't even care. I don't worship that. It's only a little bit of security. It's also a burden to mess with it. But I need some capital to defend myself and be strong. But I don't worship it. It's literally, I don't worship gas I put in my truck. It's fuel. But to these people that worship the baubles, it's their golden calf. Ladies and gentlemen, they are going to jump out of windows by the tens of thousands. They jumped out by the thousands in 1929. And over the next 3 years of deepening depression, when the denial was going that, oh, things are going to be okay because they'd lose their house, they'd lose their status. These people all think everything in their world is about their status, owning a bunch of stuff and dressing fancy and walking into the country club. And they're not happy to go to the country club to go play golf or go eat a good steak. They're excited strutting in front of people that they're in the biggest house in the neighborhood and they've got the biggest steak in the neighborhood and they've got the best trophy wife in the neighborhood, to impress people they don't like and don't want to be around. I'm not a peacock, ladies and gentlemen, displaying my feathers. And where are the other men out there that want to have a civilization and want to have your grave visited by your great-grandchildren and have them say that he was an honorable man, she was an honorable woman? You people don't have family names. You don't care about your children. You don't care about the planet. You don't care about the future. You really want to give in to evil? I got a bunch of news, but the boycott of the NFL is so essential that I'm begging everyone to boycott the NFL. Because it's being used to push an anti-American agenda. And if they can get away with this, the Obamacare, all of it, they can get away with anything. So here is my special report from InfoWars Nightly News last night, breaking this down. Because we've got to fight back in the culture war, or we're dead meat. Here it is.
I have a question for you. Is there anything that American football fans will not put up with from the NFL? Throughout history, corrupt governments and tyrannical regimes have used sporting events as propaganda showcases. Ancient Rome used sporting events as a place to promote their agenda. Hitler, famously, in the 1936 Olympics, hosted by Germany, used the event to push Nazism and other forms of oppression. And now, the National Football League resembles something out of the Soviet era in Russia, promoting anti-family, anti-gun. And the big question is, will Americans now put up with the National Football League pushing the nightmare that is Obamacare officially in their broadcast? And President Obama in the intro now to Monday Night Football with Hank Williams Jr. removed. And of course, the biggest outrage, officially demonizing last year and this year the right of citizens to keep and bear arms for self-defense. It's not just Bob Costas. It's the NFL itself is acting like Joseph Stalin has seized control of it. And football fans are putting up with it. And so we are now seeing more and more of this anti-liberty, anti-American garbage. So Americans have to decide. Are you going to roll over and put up with this because you love watching your football so much? Or are you going to boycott the NFL because of their anti-American agenda? And because the NFL thinks that the American spirit is broken, because they think football fans will put up with anything, they've now doubled down. And they've banned any type of pro-Second Amendment advertising from the NFL and from the Super Bowl.
Part of every day, some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
A very well-respected firearms manufacturer, Daniel Defense, produced an ad that simply shows a father driving home talking about how he wants to protect his family and how it's a basic human right. He comes in the house, walks by, photos of his family, himself in his Marine Corps uniform, goes in to be with his wife and his baby daughter.
And no one has the right to tell me how to defend them.
And then they simply say, brought to you by Daniel Defense, and never even advertise the firearms. The reason the NFL banned the wholesome ad is because it is so wholesome and it shows how natural and good self-defense is with firearms in the hands of the American people to protect our homes. And that's why it's been banned. That's why it's been restricted. This is a pattern of censorship where they got rid of Hank Williams Jr. because he didn't worship the president and put the president in the intro in his place.
You mean when John Boehner played golf with President Obama?
Oh, yeah. That'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu. Okay?
Okay.
Not hardly.
We have a war on the press now in this country. Even Democrats admit it's unprecedented. We as Americans have to come together in defense of the entire Bill of Rights, not just the Second Amendment, but the First Amendment as well, and have to send a clear message to the NFL that we're not going to put up with TSA groping us to get into the game, that we're not going to sit there and be bombarded by Obama administration messages at these gladiatorial events, and we're not going to see good, wholesome, pro-family advertising banned while they allow all this raunchy pop music garbage to be spewed at our families. The NFL is completely out of control. It is being used as a propaganda system against the American people. And if we don't have a serious boycott against the NFL and against their major sponsors, we will basically put up with anything, and the sky is the limit. There is an attack on free speech across the board, and we have to respond to it. Yahoo, Google, newspapers, TV stations, you name it, have banned gun shops advertising, have banned shooting ranges from advertising. There is a reign of terror where major banks are telling gun manufacturers and gun shops, we won't take your money, you can't have a bank account with us. This is a hardcore form of economic warfare. And now the NFL has been turned into the tip of the spear to destroy our Bill of Rights and Constitution. If the American people will not wake up, and if the sleeping giant will not send a clear message to the NFL that we are not going to be propagandized by it, then America's over, America's done. If they can take the so-called American pastime and turn it into an authoritarian bullhorn, we're done. Ladies and gentlemen, football is not the American pastime. 1776 and July 4th is about human liberty and the individual being empowered. It's not about giant, decadent, gladiatorial events that are about fame and fortune and shallow garbage. If Americans knew as much about our Bill of Rights and Constitution and about the free market and about what made this country great, if Americans knew as much about that as they did about how much some lineman can bench press, we would still be a free country. So will you trade liberty and the blessings of liberty for the NFL and for Obama? The choice is up to you. Contact the NFL. Contact their sponsors. Make your own YouTube videos. And tell the NFL, if you agree with me, that you are not going to put up with their propaganda. And if you think it's good that the NFL has been turned into a Soviet-style propaganda bureau, then by all means, put out your own videos in support of it. If you really want to live in North Korea, then tell us why tyranny is such a great thing. Let your voice be heard. Tell the NFL in phone calls and emails and on Facebook and Twitter that you're not going to stand by and be part of this, that you're not going to watch any of these games, you're not going to watch Fox that's going to air the Super Bowl, and that you're going to tell others to boycott it and spend time with their family or time at local churches and soup kitchens being with real Americans and not part of this modern Roman decadent spectacle that has become the National Football League. Give me liberty or give me death. As for me and my family, we are going to 100% boycott the NFL for the next couple years until they change their tune and apologize and promise to stop brainwashing the American people.
All right, folks, there's the report. We skipped that network break because that message is so important. And again, this is what tyranny does. It just pushes and pushes and pushes to where you're awake to it, but you still don't fight back against it. And then they've won. It is so incredibly essential right now, more than ever, that when your friends want you to go out to a local restaurant and want you to, you know, watch the NFL game with them, say, no, let's go do something else. I'm boycotting the NFL. I would go to these sports bars and places and tell them, hey, you want to be in the news? You want to get attention for your sports bar? Actually, you know, hand out tri-corner hats and have a Second Amendment party and say that you're going to watch war movies or something instead of watching the NFL. It'll be all over the news. I want listeners. I mean, there's so many different ideas. There's millions of them. I want listeners to shoot your own YouTube videos about the NFL. I'd like to see you go hand out flyers in front of the stadiums and point out that it's now a political system of manipulation. It's un-American. You've got to stand against this. Folks, they have Obama saying, yes, we can, in the intro to Monday Night Football. And Pavlovianly then cutting to the teams running out after you see the president rooting for the football. I mean, that's never happened. That's literally like Hitler in the intro to the Olympics in 1936. I mean, this is just so out of control. And it's all part of the propaganda. And this is an example that we can use with the sheeple to show them how they're being propagandized. And we won't save the world by boycotting the NFL, but resisting we will. This is only one more act of resistance. So this video is posted on Facebook. In fact, I'm going to have Paul Watson and the crew send it back out on Facebook. It's the video itself. To send it out, tweet it on my Twitter at Real Alex Jones. I was going to tweet it this morning, but got busy, so I need the crew to tweet it. It's posted on Infowars.com right now. NFL faces national protest. NFL faces national protest. And the video that you just heard, radio listeners, is there on the site. It is essential that we fight for the Infowar and that we fight for the Second Amendment and that you get this video and send it out to everybody. You know why the Attorney General meeting with TV executives said we need to brainwash people against guns and violence? That's why they don't let kids at school. They suspend the kid more who fights back against a bully than they do the bully under Common Core. Look it up. And you're like, why? Well, it's like England now. They will put you in jail for decades if you catch someone raping your wife or attacking you in your house. There's cases of it. And you grab a butcher knife and stab them, even if they're stabbing you. They will then let that person go or give them a month in jail and you get 15 years in jail. Because the ultimate sin is fighting back against criminals, because they're a criminal government that literally just grabs foreigners that visit and cut babies out of their wombs. I mean, there's nothing they won't do because no one will stand up to them, so the sky's the limit. The worse then gravitate and take control, and that's why tyranny always only gets worse if you give into it, because it's like a gravity well. It's like jumping off a cliff. You will fall. You will fall to the bottom. You will speed up. It's so amazing that we've gotten to this point as a society, and that's why it's more important than ever that you reach out to people this Christmas and this holiday season with the message of liberty. Don't make it about a bunch of millionaires playing grab-you-know-what and a bunch of billionaire mobsters. I've looked into the NFL. You see all the fake calls now. It's even getting unpopular from its peak a few years ago because people know the fix is in. I mean, it's all gangsterism. The playoffs are fixed, folks. It's all a big fraud. And the gangsters, I've seen meetings of the National Football League owners, and I mean, they are a bunch of dirtbags. They are a bunch of gangsters, folks. They've all got bodyguards and guns, and they want you disarmed so they can have their way with you and your family. They are your enemies. Owners need to come out and not be afraid of the dead dinosaur media. You know, 20 years ago, the media could bring down an owner who was a patriot. Now the corporate whore media, if they attack you, it's like a red badge of courage, a blue ribbon. We need, if there are owners out there who aren't total criminals, we need sports stars to go public. Speak out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ index. increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.